Hello, and welcome to As It Is, from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we report on the election of the new chairman of the African Union. He is Robert Mugabe, the president of Zimbabwe. Critics say he is more like a dictator than a president. And they say he is a poor choice for the chairmanship. Then we report on the celebration this week of what would have been the 73rd birthday of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il.
His repression, his ruthlessness, his prioritizing of the maintenance of his power over the welfare of his people is his real legacy.
A controversial new leader of the African Union. And the disputed legacy of Kim Jong-il. Those are our stories today. We're on the radio, on the web, and we come to you on a podcast. We are wherever you are. We're the Voice of America, and this is our daily program, As It Is. President Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe won praise last month when he stood before the African Union and accepted its chairmanship. Mr. Mugabe is Africa's third longest-serving leader. Critics have described his rule as dictatorial. They say he is a poor choice for the chairmanship if the African Union wants the world's respect. But other observers say he is unlikely to do anything to hurt the group. More now from Katie Weaver.
The African Union works hard to present itself as an organization that works in a calm and collective way. Yet Robert Mugabe is seen as someone who often expresses strong opinions. The 90-year-old president has publicly criticized European nations, calling them colonizers and imperialists. Several Western nations announced travel bans and ordered sanctions against Mr. Mugabe. The measures were meant to punish him for suspected cheating in elections, repressing the opposition, and human rights abuses. His appointment as AU chairman shocked some governments around the world. But several African states have accepted the appointment without expressing concern. This month, for example, South Africa's foreign minister said the nation has no qualms about the choice. Dimbo Motsamai is with the Institute of Security Studies in South Africa's administrative capital, Pretoria. She says Mr. Mugabe's appointment is largely technical. The position of chairman moves back and forth among Africa's four major areas. Ms. Motsamai says the job has limited power. In fact, the head of the AU Commission has more power than the chairman. The Commission is the permanent administrative and policy engine of the AU. Other opinionated leaders have held the chairmanship. In 2009, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi held the position. He had hoped to form a United States of Africa. But he had no success with that. He also lost his campaign to extend his term as AU chair beyond the one-year limit. Dimbo Motsamai says Mr. Mugabe is unlikely to go against the commission. She says he is also unlikely to deal with complex issues, like African leaders attempting to amend national laws to extend their terms. She says Mr. Mugabe probably will not speak out on abuses of democracy. She says he has already failed to do so in his job as chairman of the Southern African Development Community. But, she says, he will make public statements in support of AU opinions and decisions. Mr. Mugabe's critics say he is a poor choice for the job of representing African unity, however. Joy Mbenge works for the Zimbabwe in Crisis Coalition in South Africa. He says Mr. Mugabe is old and has shown signs of memory problems. Mr. Mbenge says there is a danger that the Zimbabwean leader may say or do something that could cause an international incident. Mr. Mugabe is to serve as chairman for 12 months. It is sure to be an interesting year. I'm Katie Weaver.
You are listening to As It Is, from The Voice of America. North Korea honored its former leader Kim Jong-il this week on what would have been his 73rd birthday. Officials in the country praised Mr. Kim for his political skills and his opposition to the United States. But human rights groups want the man to be remembered for how he abused his people, including starving millions to death. Once again, here is Katie Weaver.
The celebration began Monday with a huge show of fireworks in the capital, Pyongyang. Kim Jong-il died in December 2011, reportedly from a heart attack. He had ruled North Korea for 17 years. His birthday is now a three-day-long national holiday called the Shining Star Festival. It includes shows of sport and the distribution of free food. Kim Jong-il's son, Kim Jong-un, now rules the country. Ahn Chan-il is the president of the World Institute for North Korea Studies. He says these kinds of celebrations are used to strengthen the Kim family's control of the country. He says North Korean officials give gifts to people during these celebrations to deepen their loyalty to the Kim family. International negotiations to end North Korea's nuclear program failed during Kim Jong-il's rule. This caused Western nations to establish severe diplomatic and economic restrictions on the country. Many Westerners have laughed at Kim Jong-il for the stories North Korean officials tell about him. They say he wrote 1,500 books and three operas in